Welcome back, football mezzanine fans. In this video, we're going to be covering the season recap and the summer recap and season preview for Chelsea. So getting into this, transfer-wise, it was actually probably a bigger, as far as relatively to the other teams, bigger transfer season for Chelsea. They had Jorginho coming in, which I think was a great pickup, strengthening that central mid. You had... destroy this name, but Kepa Arrizabalaga from Athletic Bilbao for something like 80 million euros, breaking the keeper world transfer record.
twice in one summer.
Alisson broke it, and then Chelsea broke it with Kepa for 80 million euros, because Courtois left for roughly around 35 million pounds, so I think like around 40 million euros to Real Madrid. And they were really on the wire when they picked him up for the transfer season deadline. So they had to go and get his buyout clause. He's 23 years old. He's a very good goalie. Real Madrid was actually, there was rumors about him or them trying to get him kind of to take over from Navas as well. But Chelsea ended up taking him. They weren't able to get Jan Oblak, which apparently they offered almost something like 100 million euros for. And... because they took his buyout clause, and then Atletico had to accept, and then their keeper, Oblak, actually refused, so that didn't pass through. Nice. But either way, he'll be interesting going forward. I don't think Madrid needed Courtois, but Chelsea at least picked up a decent goalie coverage. We'll see how far he goes, so that'll be interesting to see how he develops. They picked up also Kovacic on a loan from Real Madrid, which will be kind of a nice...
Great signing.
It's nice for the year. Yeah. My problem is I wish they had a an option to buy at the end of it.
I think there is.
I'm pretty positive there almost isn't in this case, which is unfortunate. But either way, it's good for at least the year. It'll strengthen them up. On the outs, we did see Courtois leave. And really, besides that, it was just a whole bunch of loans, as Chelsea normally does.
Bakayoko gone.
Yep, Bakayoko, just as of recently to Milan, but that's a loan as well, I think. I'm not sure if there was an option to buy at the end or not.
I think there was.
Was there? Oh.
I think there was. Damn. Like a 35 mil or something.
35 mil, yeah.
Why? Yo, that's such a good price for him.
No. I would have just done loan. I think he's going to be good. I think he's going to easily cover 35 million pounds.
Vlad, he's so bad.
No. I think he's going to be good. I think what they should have done is just loaned him back to Monaco. Let him develop with their good team.
I'm surprised you have faith in him.
I do. I think he's going to be good, honestly. The fact that they're putting an option to buy, I think that's going to hurt them in the long run. But either way, it'll be interesting. They did not... sign anyone in the striker position. They kept Morata, so that'll be interesting
to see. They loaned out Batshuayi. I don't know why.
I think they still wanted him to develop, and they couldn't guarantee him a bunch of playing time. And for his development, giving him more playing time at Valencia is going to be better than only getting him a couple games at Chelsea.
Yeah, but you guys are going to have the same problem as last year, goals.
I agree with you. We will. And that's why I was hoping that, if anything, they would spend like 100 million euros and get Lewandowski. But that didn't pan out at all.
That money went for Kepa.
Yeah, which they really needed a goalie at the point when they sold Courtois. Especially considering if they waited, he was just going to go on a free transfer of Bosman.
That money's probably going to fund Sarri's cigarettes for like a week, too.
They're actually building him. This is getting on top of it. They're building him a smoking pit, basically, for him.
You know how much he smokes, dude?
A ridiculous amount.
I think it's like 5 packs a day or something. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck?
Okay, but getting back into this, as far as the season goes, promising. They strengthened their midfield a lot. They really didn't lose anyone. They kept Hazard, which was huge. So if they can somehow either get Morata to kick up his scoring or compensate well with the wings and the midfields, which they did at least, we'll get into that later. But if they can compensate at least with the striker or with the wings and the midfields, if for some reason Morata's not coming in, they could have potentially a really good season. This can go either way for me. It's really hard to call. But at least it's promising. What do you guys think?
Are you happy Courtois is gone?
No, I would have liked him to stay, but you know
such
what?
Such a snake, though.
Ugh, it's just... It's annoying.
It is what
for
it
me.
Is.
And for, yeah, it is what it is exactly. And I don't see why Madrid got him. Navas has been great for them. They really didn't need him, but they did get him at a good price. And he is, what, 27 or 26? So he's got plenty of good years left. I think it'll pay off in the long run for them, especially at the price they paid for him.
Yeah. You know, it was pretty funny. I saw this quote from Navas, like, the day before they signed Courtois. He was like, I'd rather die than leave Madrid. And then the next day they signed Courtois. It's like, rip.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. Like, it's kind of sad how they don't rate him.
Yeah, like...
He's done so much for them.
Like, Courtois left for a good huge reason was because of his kids, which I can understand, so all the best for him at that point. And I know he also really wanted to go to Madrid. I don't necessarily see, now that, we'll get into that later, but I don't think Madrid's going to do as good as they have done in the past three seasons, which has been incredible. Back on topic, guys. For the season, where do you expect Chelsea, based on the transfers, based on everything, how do you think they're going to do as far as potentially Europa, but especially the season?
I'm going to go for, this is so hard, but I'm going to go for fifth or sixth. Because really, I don't know.
Ooh, low berth.
But, you know, like, I don't see them finishing above City or Liverpool or United. I mean, maybe Tottenham, but I'm not sure about that one.
All right, Shrikar?
From what I saw from preseason from Chelsea, they really impressed me. So, and Sarri is known for his proper style of football. So, I'm actually going for Chelsea in third. Because I think the link between Conte and Jorginho... And just midfield is going to look a lot better than last year. And Hazard is still there. So I feel like Chelsea have a lot more to offer in terms of scoring goals this season. So, yeah, I'd place them third. And they also have a good shout at winning the Europa League. So we could see them... I mean, it wouldn't matter if they finished third, but...
Have a good season overall.
That is also another route.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I based on everything I've seen, Jorginho coming in, and then I think this quote from... Nainggolan was perfect, that he was one of, like, the most fierce midfields, or the best ones that he had faced against. I think that's a good approximation of the caliber of player coming into the midfield, based on what we saw in preseason as well, and, like, even without getting into it, he's played incredible. We have Kovacic as well, which is going to strengthen us at least for this year. Kepa, I think, is going to be a good goalie for this year. I think he will turn into a great goalie as well, so I'm expecting big things from him. They kept Hazard, which is huge. Morata is going to be the key thing. If for some reason Sarri can make him play better, then it's going to boost them to a very high spot in the table. If he does poorly, depends on everyone else, how they can support. I think overall, from what I've seen so far, though, and everything considering, I think they're going to probably come like a third or fourth place finish. And I think it's a little bit higher than most people will probably expect, but... Something's telling me around that position, basically, third or fourth.
That's fair.
Yeah, sounds fair.
But anyways, that is the Chelsea recap for this video, for the summer signings, basically, and the upcoming season, what we expect from them. Thanks again for listening, guys, and we'll catch you on the next video.